1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Sydney Sweeney has great cans.
That's what a sweatshirt says.
That's the
she does. Yeah.
She has that great sweatshirt she wore because what happened was she got criticized by a producer, a female, and saying, well,
like an 80-some-odd-year-old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like she can't act and she's not even pretty. Like, this lady is blind and what is she talking about? Like, right. Why would you? It's another example of why would you hammer a woman that's in a business, especially, that's so tough for women and objectified so often. Why would you then go do that? I don't understand it. But in response, Sydney Sweeney, who now is just like on fire on the internet, and everybody knows who she is now from Euphoria and a white, what you call it, Lotus. And now she's got, I guess, a movie.
She
and
was
all
on
stuff.
White Lotus? I didn't know that.
Yeah. And she has a sweatshirt, whereas there's a woman in like 1950s sketch clothing mm-hmm. with a jump rope, and she's jump roping in the middle. And above it, it says, sorry for having great tees.
Right.
Okay. Everybody's looking at my boobs now.
That's right. I mean, and so now she's gotten big enough. And
but didn't she also have a? Did she have a somewhat of a wardrobe malfunction on SNL a couple weeks ago?
Oh, did she? Or did they just make a big thing out of next to nothing?
I don't know.
Well, she is. I mean, she's beautiful, and she is definitely like smoldering on the internet. I mean, there's no question. Like many beautiful women, once you know the public realizes who she is, especially guys. I mean, she is everywhere. And in her latest thing, which I can't remember the name of what the newest movie is, she's like naked in the thing a lot. Like there's a lot of Sydney Sweeney going on in, well, not only Euphoria and White Lotus, but something else. Well, anyway, she gets hammered for that. But it makes me, I think all guys may even agree that she has great boobs. Like every guy. But like what makes them so great?
That's
like
my
all
question.
Women have boobs.
Exactly.
Like,
nice
what
question.
Makes guys agree on
okay.
her?
I love it,
you,
Roger.
I think we would agree.
I'm gonna tell you the answer here. You just know it when you see it.
Nah, I need actual reasons. I need
So then what are we seeing?
Yeah, you what are
I
you
seeing? I haven't seen her topless. So I'm not sure.
Picture? Yeah. Picture?
Well, she shows them off enough that you can kind of... Are they real, first of all? I don't even know if they're real.
I think so.
They could be.
How if, dare you?
I don't know.
I can't even believe they're not. I can't force myself to believe it or not.
So I feel like she's got a good shape to them. They got to be like full.
Yeah.
Not too big, not too
gigantic.
Small.
Right.
And natural. I don't like it if it's an implant causing the realness look. Of it.
MrSkin.com. Access denied.
Oh my no. God.
Access denied. And we have reported you to the powers that be.
Uh-oh.
Your time here is almost over.
And that's not Mr. Skin's fault.
And then they review what you were looking at. Mr. Skin. Oh, never mind. Yeah, you can go ahead. You're all right.
Let them through. Yeah, that would be corporate access denied. All it does is. When we look for stuff, it gives them a list of things they should check out. That's really what it does. So now they'll all be checking out Sydney Sweeney up in the corporate offices.
You're welcome.
See what we're looking for. Exactly. You're welcome. So, I mean, someone, you know, like, I love my wife's boobs. They're not even medium size or gigantic, but I love them. I think they're perfect. I love them.
That is so sweet.
They're great. I always thought they were great. But she's always like, oh, I don't know.
Hey.
You know what? It's just in the way they feel.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's just like.
Line.
It's not silicone-y.
Over
you know
line.
What I'm saying? Like
line.
It's just.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
They're naturally
Where'd you
perfect.
Think that was going? What was I supposed to do? Leave it there?
Look at those areolas.
Right.
No, I thought maybe you'd talk about your wife's boobs. Cause I'd like to hear more about them.
You did say she was chesty.
No, I care about my relationship.
Wait, we still don't have an answer. I would like to know what qualifies as nice boobs. Like that a guy.
Because
in my head, all boys are just like a pair of boobs. It doesn't matter. And so they'd all
no,
be good.
It does
and
matter.
So
no.
What is it? Okay, let's go the other route then so we can determine what a good boobs are. What are bad boobs?
Too way well. Over proportioned
yeah.
to the woman.
Uh-huh.
Way
okay,
over.
So too big.
Right.
Too small?
See, even too small,
you
I don't think gets that label. No, I don't think that gets that label. I think too small is preferred over like super gigantic, saggy, whatever you call it. Saggy is another one that guys would be like, nah.
So fake over, I mean, sorry, real over fake then. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
I think guys agree on that, but I think a lot of guys say, yeah, but there are a lot of great fake boobs.
There are.
You can't have it both.
Oh my god!
I don't know if you noticed, but I'm staying away from this whole conversation.
And why is that?
I'm not walking into it. I just don't. Because I don't like to judge women, Raj.
Oh,
please!
I don't like to judge.
You don't want to objectify women.
I don't objectify.
Nobody's
ladies.
Buying it, JP. Just get in on the convo. We all know where your head's at.
I don't care what they're buying. This is my truth.
Well, it's your journey, so that's what
your
you want to do.
Journey.
I breastfeed my husband.
Wait a minute.
It's honestly just what we were discussing earlier. We should be able to have an open conversation so that there's clear understanding, which is honestly all I've ever wanted,
right.
Like literally ever, is what makes...
About everything.
And I always thought that just boobs are boobs for guys.
They're a little bit more than a handful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The nipples are pointing out, not down.
True.
Do they point down? Have you seen a pair of boobs? Where?
Well, if they are sagging.
You've never seen
I know what JP's saying.
In a movie when there's like a locker room scene and it's older women in there and everything just kind of took over?
No, I don't think I've seen that.
Yes,
but okay.
You have.
Why would I have seen a
You've
locker
never been
room?
In a locker room with an older woman?
I don't think I've never seen nipples that pointed down. They just like just in life All they right. point up. But okay.
Yeah, and just as a precautionary measure, guy listeners, do not send Monica all the saggy
boobie
pictures because just not
that would be horrible.
That's a good heads up you gave.
She understands now that we're talking about it, what we're saying.
Okay.
So don't send her pointing down pictures.
Thank you. Please don't. I don't need to see it. I just can't picture it. But
Is it still Monica at theboneonline.com?
Is that I don't know what you're talking about.
Does that work?
No, I think it's at Bills Fan Monica, but don't send it to at Bills Fan Monica.
You mean on the social media?
No. Yeah, on the Twitter.
Yeah.
On the Twitter.
Just trying to find out answers. So not down. Okay, so
and the occasional D pick. You might as well throw that in there.
I don't want to do that. Yeah, they're pointing down.
And just for a personal, we don't need to encourage them for that. Let me tell you. Do you just for my own personal, so that I wonder if I'm scaring people off or not? Are areola sizes a plus or a minus in that? Does that factor in anyhow?
It can.
I mean, if it's odd, then maybe.
Hmm.
Like, do you even look? Are you like? Do you step back and say, "Let me see"?
Not really. That's what I'm saying. It would really have to catch you off guard. Be like, "That's odd.
Mm-hmm.
It's not supposed to be that way. She's deformed. Get her out of here."
Like all nipple and no areola,
right? Or
seen that? There's nothing wrong with that.
Or all nipple and no areola. Yeah, I've seen that too. Yeah. Like a tiny,
so
tiny,
I.
Like,
oh.
a dude,
like,
a, like a dude areola, like it's a nipple, but a chick nipple with like a dude areola.
Oh,
like only our size or like penny size?
Yeah.
Ooh, wait.
And then you can have the ones that are extra big, coffee saucers, cup saucers.
Do areola colors? Do you have does that matter or is it like
no,
okay.
no.
Pink to me is weird. Pink is really,
yeah,
really bizarre.
Yeah, you're not white.
I don't. It would be really bizarre to see those. I'd be taken aback, like you said.
You've never seen Hori Lori's boobs?
Oh no, I've seen them, and to me that's weird. To me, that's it's unusual.
Yeah, because that's not what you see in the mirror every day.
Yeah, but I've seen pink nipples are just all weird. I don't, just not my thing. And translucent ones. Have you seen translucent?
What
ones?
What is a translucent one?
They're not. They're basically the same color as the skin. You know
they're
what I mean?
Clear?
You can barely clear. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've established that you're racist against white people.
Right. No,
established
it's not.
That,
no,
so.
It's
white
just
boobs.
Not my thing. I just yeah. I don't. I would be weirded out if I looked down and they were pink. But good for y'all. Do your pink thing. I just don't understand it. So then, okay. So size is a little more than so. Everybody's size would be different because people's hand sizes are different.
Correct.
So as long
a nice round C to D.
Right.
Depending on the size of the person.
C to D cup.
C to D cup.
Right.
And like JP said, a little more than a handful.
I'm going to have to. Yeah, I didn't feel comfortable with it.
No, it's fine. I kept it.
You did.
13, PG-13-ish.
All right. Well, Fake Spike is on line one. Let's see if he can make her dump something.
Oh, boy.
No.
You never know.
Hey, y'all. Fake Spike. How y'all been?
Hey.
Y'all doing good. Hey there.
All right. You don't need to
repeat that. Nothing wrong. Hey, now, boobies is boobies. Every boobie's good. But the Aurora Lolas, every time if they look like a salami, probably not that good. Or bologna, it ain't good either.
Yeah.
But they all good. Boobies is good. Everybody should know that.
That's what I'm thinking, Fake Spike.
She was asking us to be a little bit more
specific.
Descript.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because what makes them great? Every pair of boobs isn't great, Spike. They're all good, but what makes them great? That's really the thing.
Well, I usually got boobies, so anybody got boobies is better than me. But JP trying to do booby banging all over the
place. All right, no more with that. I can't hang up.
All right.
Don't hang up on me, girl. Don't you do that with your little... You got tortilla booby nipples, don't you?
I don't even know what that means. It feels racist, but okay.
Would they be the size of a soft taco?
I don't
know. Yeah. Or are we talking about like burrito wrap? Like, yeah.
Burrito wrap, maybe a fajita, I don't know. Something like that.
But a taco is, you know.
Y'all be good.
Take care, bro.
Thanks, Fake Spike.
You know what? I don't even need to be friends with Spike ever again. Fake Spike just calls once in a while, and I'm good.
That's good enough?
Yep, that's exactly it.
You get your fill.
Yeah, but
quota.
He won't help you move. That's a problem.
It's okay.
He's not going to be there to help you move.
I can actually pay
those
someone
people are
that.
Hard to come by.
They are, and I do. It's more than that, but.
You've always appreciated that.
I always have.
Yeah, one day you and Spike got to, I don't know, got to clean it up and, I don't know, fix it somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow.
It's like, you know how it is, like the more time you spend apart, you're like, you know what, I missed him, and like, I haven't seen him in a while. My life's fine.
If he doesn't miss you back, then...
Exactly.
Right.
That's where you're going to be at.
Just move on. Life goes on. We had fun.
That stinks.
Oh.
It does.
It's too bad.
It
sad.
It's okay. It'll be okay.
All right. Congratulations. What, Monica?
I still don't know what a perfect boob is, but that's fine. It's life's great mystery.
Well, we tried.
Said
we gave
it.
You as
just
many.
On,
I said
Brett,
you
times.
Did a good
just
job.
Go on Google and put in Sydney Sweetie topless. There's a million of them.
That's the measure? That's the standard?
She's a pretty good standard.
She's a pretty good standard.
To be honest.
Who was the one? Who was Roller Girl? Heather Graham.
Heather Graham?
Is another one.
She's
can
another
we think of a person correct. Of color that would be an example, or are they just all
ooh,
white
yeah.
girls?
Yeah, what was the one that was... I got this.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, I feel like Robin Givens was the one, but there's somebody else.
Robin Givens. I don't know if you ever saw
her. Supermodel?
The one that was...
Tyra Banks. That's...
Yeah,
Rihanna.
That would be the model, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you Rihanna.
Okay, I'll give you Rihanna.
Oh, wait. Aaliyah. I saw Aaliyah there was a picture tiny. The other day of her, though. She's beautiful. All right, Roger, JP, congratulating.
You don't sound like creepy old white people at all.
No, not at all. I didn't do that all weekend, search women with breast boobs. No, not at all.
Show research.
Christina Thomas won $1,000 from the bonus cash keyword. By the way, that was at noon.
Maybe
we're a little late with that.
Buy new great boobs.
You know? Maybe
hey.
She will. Not for $1,000, she won't. But you will have another chance to win $1,000 at 2 o'clock and 5 with Drew and John. Be right back.